I'm back with part two, here with Matt Samuels. This is Michael Kaplan. We're talking about your new show, Random Thoughts, opening at Spiff. So the last time I saw your work was at your gallery show in May of last year. How has it changed since then? What's different? What's new?
So the techniques are pretty much all brand new, which is something I'm...
All brand new.
Pretty much. You know, at this show, you'll see a collection of works that was, you know, pretty exclusively developed really in the last 3 to 4 months. It's a bit of a departure from the previous work that you saw at my last show. You know, I've spent a lot of time recently testing, experimenting. It's something I always do, but more and more recently, and it's come to, you know, fruition. It's allowed me to create a lot of new work that I feel is gallery and show worthy, because, you know, there's also a lot that isn't. The work has definitely become more complicated. There's no doubt about that. There's more texture specifically. It's a labor of love. You know, the pieces take longer to create. They take longer to think, you know, think through and plan. And that's what you'll see at Spiff.
You were telling me earlier that you stopped painting for about 3 months. Were you trying to figure out what's next? Why that break?
Yeah, it was definitely an aspect of it. You know, when I started, as I mentioned before, I created roughly, you know, my best guess is somewhere around 200 paintings in 2 years, which wow. is pretty much painting almost every day, if not, you know, 6 days a week. And that's, you know,
that's a high rate.
It's a high rate. I was churning them out, and I kind of got burnt out.
Burnt out being an artist, or burned out sort of with your style? What?
I was having burnt out in that I was having, you know, I guess you would call it artist block. You know, I was having trouble being creative and felt like the work was getting repetitive, and I needed to expand my horizons, and I just wasn't, you know, for those 3 or 4 months, I wasn't able to do it. But, you know, looking back now, you know, and specifically at this show, it was, you know, the best thing, you know, that ever happened to me. I spent time away from my studio, and I needed it. You know, I needed it. I needed to kind of, you know, get out there and you know, clear my head a little bit. And a lot of the techniques and paintings that you'll see at Spiff are kind of the brainchild of that hiatus I took.
So it was productive.
Yeah, I mean, at the time it was kind of miserable because I couldn't think of any good ideas. You know, you know when you're, you know, writing a script or whatnot, you know, it's being creative is difficult, and I learned
especially when you're sort of going over the same thing over and over again.
Absolutely, and you know, it's being creative is difficult, and I didn't appreciate that when I started. You know, being a writer, being an artist, it's not easy. You know, it's really not.
The temperature of the acrylic paint—it's been such a key part of your work. Why? Why is that so integral?
So, I mean, that's kind of what separates me from a lot of artists, and something that, although my techniques and the tools I've used have changed over the years, one thing that's pretty much constant in all the works throughout, you know, these 3+ years that I've been painting is either the paint is heated to very high temperatures or frozen to very cold temperatures.
And what does that do for you?
So what it allows me to do is take your standard acrylic paint that you can find at any art store and manipulate it in ways that you normally couldn't. So you take paint, you know, at that normal paint, and you could make, by heating it, you can make it very, very liquidy. or if you freeze it, you make it very, very thick. So I get the splattering element from, obviously, from the paint being heated at high temperatures, and then you get that texture, which a lot of the show is devoted to from freezing it. But what I've learned, you know, going back to the trial and error, you have to be very precise with the temperatures. If it's too hot, you can explode a microwave. Not that I've done that. And if it's too cold, the paint is frozen solid, and then, you know, you're painting with a popsicle. So
something tells me you've encountered both those scenarios.
I would say your journalistic skills are being put to good use. I've seen it all. I've seen it, you know, and like I said, you know, the majority of time I spend is actually not painting, but trying. And if, especially when it comes to temperatures of paint, I've done it all.
Sounds like it could be dangerous too.
It can be. Yeah, it sure can be.
You just showed me a picture of a new piece that will be in the show. It's called A Moment in Time. The texture is unreal. How did you achieve that?
So this was my first real attempt at creating crazy, crazy texture. I'd experimented mm-hmm. with a little bit, but what I did is I took a 30 by 30 canvas, which is not, for me at least, not huge, and I put about 2 gallons of paint on it.
Wow.
Which if you, you know, drive a car or know, you know, or ever been in a car, which I'm assuming is pretty much everyone, filled up a tank of gas, knows how much paint that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it's a lot of paint.
It's a lot of paint. But what I was able to do, the paint was so thick, you know, frozen, almost frozen to being the point of, you know, being completely, you know, frozen. I was able to take the paint and kind of stack it on top of each other and create this really cool layering that I really hadn't been able to achieve.
It's not like anything I've seen before. And in art, it's hard to say.
That's the name of the game. I mean, that's what I strive for, and I think any artist strives for, is doing something different because it's hard. You know, you know, especially now with the internet. It seems like everything's been done sometimes, mm-hmm. but, mm-hmm. That's the goal. Every time I think of an idea or I try to create a painting, the main thing that's in my head is let's try to do something that I've never seen. And this one,
been done before.
Yeah, this one, I haven't seen anything like it. Because
neither
you have to,
have I.
Yeah. And you know, you're a big art guy. You've been to your fair share of openings in museums. So that's the idea. And I'm proud of that, you know, the majority, you know, I can't say with certainty that no one's doing what I'm doing, but you know, that you take the temperature aspect, and I'm very precise about the temperatures. It's hard for me to believe that anyone is replicating that. Yeah, so you have to be careful. You know, if the paint's too cold, it cracks, and if the paint's too hot, it could burn through the canvas, literally. So I learned, you know, it's science. It's almost, you know, I wasn't very good in high school science
chemistry,
class.
Huh?
That was not my strong point, but I guess better late than never, right?
You also have a pair of splatter shoes on display. Tell me about those.
So yeah, I'm excited. They're actually on loan. I feel like it's almost like a retrospective of mine in a way.
This is part of your older collection.
This is the first pair of splatter shoes I did. They're Converse. What size are you? What's your shoe size?
You know, depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
But usually around 11, 12.
I think these won't fit. You got big feet. They're a size 9 Converse that were given to me by the current owner just to mess around with, a white pair of shoes, and messed around, splattered, and...
Did the owner demand them back after that?
The owner did demand them back, and I actually didn't charge them. They paid for the shoes, obviously, but I didn't really think anything of it. I posted, you know, I'd only done paintings on canvas. So it wasn't something that I thought of ever doing. But I posted it on a picture on Instagram, and all of a sudden orders started pouring in. So it's nice To have this piece on view, I don't think a lot of people, if anyone's seen it, because they're currently, you know, they're sold. And it brings me back to the early days. It's you know, the first of its kind.
What do you plan after Random Thoughts? What's next for Matt Samuels?
So, you know, after you do one of these shows, you really do need some time to decompress. Just, you know, when you do your 60-minute stories, you know, it takes a little bit of time to snap back to reality. You know, you do so much promotion. You do, you know, besides creating the art, you know, there's a ton of time commitments and a lot goes into it, really way more than just an opening reception. So it's mentally and physically draining. And so I'll take a little bit of time to kind of relax and kind of reflect on the show. But I do have some other projects in the works, a couple other places I'll be showing my work in the next couple months. So
you're gonna leave us hanging, huh?
I'm gonna leave you hanging. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you know, a cliffhanger for the audience. But there's always, you know, always something to do. What's great about art is, you know, people always are interested in seeing new works
And you're in the best city in the world to do it.
Can't be better than New York. You really can't. It's a city that loves and respects art, especially abstract art. And nothing's hotter than modern art right now. So the plan is, you know, take a little bit of time and then, you know, full steam ahead.
Get back at it.
Absolutely.
Well, be sure to join Matt for the opening reception on the 21st. All the information can be found on Facebook at eventbrite.com. Thank you, Matt, and look forward to having you again.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you taking the time, and I think it's, you know, I think it's time for you to get back to your shoots, and, you know, you're a busy guy, so I'm grateful that you took the time, and I'll see you, hopefully see you on the 21st.
I'll be there.